Congratulations to you.
There's a little paper over there. Maybe you get a copy before it disappears. So. All right. I raise it from private individuals, from NGOs, from foundations.
I spent 3 months in Yucatan, twice, exploring the Mayan ruins, including sleeping in them, and I was going, and the other half I was scuba diving, including the underground rivers. And I'm going into the jungle and into cenotes, and maybe I'm going to just find some incredible Mayan treasure, because they're all over the place.
That's right.
And it's the longest underground river in the world. It's 250 miles at 10 meters. It's all 10 meters.
Right.
Giant caves, caverns, everything. And it's great because, I read a whole book before I did it for weeks about all the people that died in the caves.
There's so many ways to die.
Yeah. And, because the thing is, it's all limestone, porous limestone, and until you get down to Kobor or further south in the jungle, there's no lakes, right? It all just sinks through that porous limestone. What's the topography of that karst basin?
It's a thick, thick layer of limestone. Mm-hmm. In fact, we think that's where the water percolates down to create the cenotes in the rivers that you have in northern Yucatan. It forms there and winds its way to the north.
It does run north.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe in the north it runs south.
It runs east-west, actually. And the ring of cenotes are kind of where the edge of the crater, the Chicxulub crater.
Way up north. The one I know is, runs kind
of
parallel to the ocean
coast.
On the east side.
And all that water comes from the Mirador Calakmul Basin area.
It's the most beautiful stuff I've ever done. And again, they even say, from 2002, it was like I was there 2004. So all of that area is, all that jungle is gone. Because it's not,
gone.
I was thinking, one of the things people think this is all jungle, but it's not. It's pretty arid until you get a lot further south.
Right.
I made it to Palenque.
Yeah, that's good jungle there.
Yeah, that was
good. It's all deforested until you get there.
Is it still protected, that area?
The site is, but the site's what saved the jungle. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the site, that'd all been deforested too.
Yeah, sure.
Same in Tikal. If it wasn't for the site of Tikal, there wouldn't be a single tree there. We know because it's cut right to the edge of the basin.
How many people do you think lived in the whole Mirador area?
Millions.
Millions? Really? Millions?
Millions.
Because, when you're talking about that number of cities, I'm thinking a million, a million and a half or something, but you really think 3-4 million?
2 to 3, maybe 4 million.
Wow. Because that's just
amazing.
You had
to have that many people to build that many buildings. They're all contemporaneous.
It boggles my mind how every ancient culture couldn't invent the fucking wheel, 20,000 years ago. It's like, how can you not figure out?
It's
so heavy.
It's puzzle less, too. We don't get it.
The
train would be hard, and we went to Pompeii. He was in Italy, and we went to Pompeii, and I could see the ruts from Roman chariots that deep in stone.
Yeah, I know. It's in the stone.
But lime cement's a lot softer than stone. So maybe it was a simple thing of not wanting to damage their causeways. I don't know.
So they were building some of these buildings out of actual concrete, rather than cutting rocks.
Yeah,
because
they
cut hard.
The rocks. They cut the rocks and then plaster them with lime cement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's just, that's so much work to cook that rock to make lime. It's so spectacular. And, it's 10% of all global emissions now even now. And the Chinese, are just going nuts.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dennis Miller.
Dennis, thank you.
I'm from Boise.
Are you really? You're kidding me.
In the IMEL.
Is that right? What are you doing here?
I was brought here to work at the Office of Technology Assessment.
Voices growing leaps and bounds, by the way. It's unbelievable what's going on there.
I've done a lot of traveling in the Mayan country. What wasn't clear, I enjoy your talk very much, what wasn't clear is why would the concentration in a very wet area?
The mud.
Because of the medical situation.
Well,
mosquitoes, bugs.
There was a few of that, too. That's why they had copal incense. They burned a lot of copal incense that made a lot of that smoky haze, and no mosquitoes like that smoky haze.
Right, right.
But yeah, they were mining that mud. That's why they were there.
But you didn't find concentrations in adjoining areas until you got down to Tikal or over into the coast of
Gulf of Mexico. Tikal's 1,000 years later.
Oh, that's not,
yeah.
Okay.
It's way, way later.
Okay.
In some cases, almost 2,000 years later.
I was they had the same alphabet.
No, it's a different system, a different linguistic system apparently. Not only linguistic, but the writing system was radically different. We can't read the pre-classic texts. We can't read the classic texts. We cannot read the pre-classic texts.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know that that looked like language, that stuff you showed. It looked more like pictures of snakes and things.
Well, that's art. That's not script.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have script. We know from the script that there were suffixes and prefixes.
Mm-hmm.
So it had a phonetic value, but we don't know what they were.
I was a TV reporter for Idaho Falls Station in Jackson Hole.
Is that right?
And I bopped all through Idaho, and it's the last free place on earth until you get to Alaska, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Where people can take a camper and plop it next to a river and just live there for 3 months, and nobody is going to come arrest them
or shoot them.
Is it still like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was 35 years ago.
It's still
or
like that.
Really?
May I ask a question? One of my sons-in-law has a grandfather who is going to be 105 this year. He became very interested in the Mayans and even wrote a book about it. But he is of an earlier version of the Church of Latter-day Saints and is interested in doing excavations in Chiapas and wrote a book. His name is Glenn Scott. Have you ever heard of
what's his name?
Glenn Scott.
I don't know of. I know of him,
he,
but I don't.
He
know
lived.
Him.
He lived in. He lives in Independence.
I knew Thomas Stewart Ferguson, and I knew Gareth Lowell.
Well, he was the guy who started the project for the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Right? I just was curious. It looked like. COVID was going to get him, but he's coming back.
I'll be done. He's 105 years old.
Yeah, he'll be 105 this year.
That's impressive. Wow.
Did you ever get threatened by the narco-traficantes?
We're so isolated, we don't have to worry about that yet. If there's a road in there, I'm in big trouble. Yeah.
Did they know of your plans to try to,
not really. We're
not
trying to keep that low key.
Yeah,
try to keep that low key. We don't want to confront them. We just want to neutralize them.
I was stunned how much of that, the thing you showed.
That's a NASA image. That's a NASA image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's massive deforestation.
But, I mean, the looting, I mean, who's stopping that? I mean,
nobody.
Yeah,
that's why I've had to put guards out there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like National Geographic paying for that?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
No,
National Geographic camp.
Yeah, there it is.
I was in Belize and visited Sullivan's.
Yes.
Which was, I think, at that time.
Not a big building there, isn't it?
Well, it was the University of Pennsylvania. Are they still a big presence in the Mayan?
They quit doing it. Once they worked at Tikal in 1976, they stopped.
Really? Just because of
money issues and it was just a big... They got tired of it and burned out.
Oh, really?
Why does the light
up? They have a great museum.
Yeah, they do.
The Pan Museum, which probably has a lot
of... Oh, yeah, it does. A lot of good stuff from
the
Tikal.
Did they shut the light off?
No. when they did all that, the LiDAR wasn't available.
So they pretty much stopped. Kind of like the disappearance of the Maya.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why does the LiDAR penetrate the tree cover?
Well, it sends enough 560,000 points per second. Mm-hmm. It just has enough to penetrate.
It's infrared or something?
No, it's laser. It's a laser beam.
Lasers can't be infrared.
A lot of it gets stuck in the canopy, but a lot of it meets the ground and gets back up. At the speed of
light. How do you delete the canopy?
There's programs that will eliminate those levels.